from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go out to the phone line. Let's get to our buddy Squid Billion up in Dallas, Georgia. Allie, I'm so sorry that I have to call this guy Squid Billion in front of you, but that's what his name is. So what's up, Squid Billion?
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir?
Solid list today, Mike. I got to say, so if you're not familiar with it, Brian Regan, comedian, has a bit titled the Dinner Party, if you want to YouTube it. It's all about the conversation one-upper.
Oh,
and based on the wisdom teeth the stories, you know, I had 2 pulled. Oh, I had 4 pulled. Oh, I had 8 pulled. I had my whole jaw removed, actually. So,
that's
a solid bit. I drive a lot for work as well, and I don't become enraged behind the wheel. I become very passive aggressive and sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like, man, you really know how to drive, don't you? You're doing a great job this morning. You really understand the rules of the road. Well done. Good for you, sir.
Well done.
So that's me behind the wheel.
I love
the show, you guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
You know what? He's better than the elder because I name call. And I do name call in the car.
Bo stresses me out when I'm riding with him. I'm like, dude, you need to calm down. Like, you're going to have a heart attack behind the wheel.
Yeah, that can be dangerous.
Well, you know how I know that I'm not the road rager that's going to pull over and, like, you know, get out of my car and try to attack you? Is because I just scream as it happens, and then I'm like, I'm good. I just keep on moving.
You are a definite road name caller. All right, let's head out to Jefferson. Let's get our buddy Chase in. Chase, good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Mike, love the list, but also it's got my blood pressure up, and you're about to find out why. So first things first, just blanket public service announcement. It is so depressing how hard it is for people just to be decent. Like, the fact that this list is even a thing is absolutely depressing.
Yeah.
Having said that, I have a direct story. I don't know this lady's name, and she's lucky because there's no might be a bad person. She is a bad person. So I am happily married. I have a beautiful wife. I have a beautiful 4-year-old, 1-year-old. Several Sundays ago, I was on the golf course. My wife went to the store, Kroger. They've got a Starbucks in there. She's got both the babies by herself, and she's like, all right, I got to go get a few groceries.
Yep.
Got the babies with me. I'm going to get me a Starbucks coffee. Boom, great. Sunday morning. Awesome. Her and this lady are going into the, walking up to the register at the same exact time. And my wife, being who she is, basically says, oh, you go ahead.
Right.
Thinking in her head, this lady's going to see me with 2 babies, and she's going to let me order my drink. The lady literally doesn't even say thank you and, like, speed walks in front of my wife. Red flag number one.
Ugh.
This lady goes and orders 6. One less than 17,
no.
One more than 15 drinks.
No, Chase.
If I would have been there, I don't care, man. I'm leaving in handcuffs. Randy Orton, RKO that lady right there in Kroger. No problem. Lady, I don't know who you are, but you are a terrible person. Love the show, guys. Have a great one.
Man. Look, man, I can honestly say, as somebody with an almost 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, that my wife probably does that exact same thing, and I can just vibe with you on that. I would have probably knocked that lady out, too.
I'd have loved to have seen someone RKO'd somebody in the middle of the middle of a Starbucks.
And as I just told you, my wife don't play that game.
I mean,
she'll knock somebody out. She ain't going to jail in front of her kids, but she'll catch you at a different time.
So if the woman had walked up and said, okay, I have 16 orders, would Lindsay have been like, excuse me, never mind? No,
probably. Probably. Let's be like, ma'am, I'm actually dealing with two toddlers here. Please step out of the way.
Well, I mean, let's just break it down to the simplest form. If you know you're going to order that many drinks and there is one person with two kids and at the same time as you, you're automatically a bad person for not letting that person just get on up out of there.
Can we just state, too, that if you're ordering 16 drinks at Starbucks, the chances are you're not a good person to begin with.
Hold on, she might have been ordering for somebody.
You're clogging the whole store up. Well, put it on the mobile order or something.
That's true.
I would say that does seem like something. Of course, no matter what, 16 drinks is going to cost.
I guess y'all been interns at radio stations. I've got to imagine y'all probably done that before.
Yeah,
I take that back.
I mean, you knew that it was a good day, but a long day when Steak wanted Goldberg's back in the day.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Minty over in Atlanta. What's up, Minty?
Good morning, everyone. I am enjoying myself listening to your list, my boss. As a truck driver, I have a running tally of either dash cam or camera phone photos and archives of what people do in their cars. All day long, all I do is just look down on people in their cars, so I can always see everything they're doing. And, you know, there have been times I wish I had one of those Fury Roads front-end loader scoops on the front of my truck, and I think to myself, like, if I remove you from the populace, no one would be upset with you because you are a really bad person.
Oh,
I really wanted to let you guys know why I'm a peripheral Atlanta fan, because I feel like Atlanta teams get us emotionally invested, and I, as an individual, I just can't take the letdown. So having given you that preface, the cycling road race that happened this weekend, there's an American girl that took gold. So they're riding like 50-something miles throughout Paris, and about halfway through, she crashes. So she gets up and methodically stalks the lead groups, passing everybody, and in the home stretch, the way she smoked the competition, I'm in my living room bawling in tears, like, oh, you're good. Before I turn around and call myself, like, that's why I can't get really invested in this whole thing. But it had me riveted. You guys got to see it. I mean, it was like a legendary comeback story. And I was like, yeah.
I love it.
That's why I'm a peripheral fan.
I love the show, guys. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call. Always a pleasure to hear from you, Minty. And if you still want to get at us on the socials, on X, at 929 Morning Shift, a lot of good calls this morning. People weighing in on the you might suck as a person list. So I'll be honest with you. I kind of agree with, I think it was Chase. He was like, it just stinks that we even have to have this list. But nonetheless,
it's a shame.
Trying to do the people a favor, man. Trying to do the people a favor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.